Good morning, everyone. It's Sunday morning. I think it's the 11th today. Yeah, 11th of July. It's about 20 to 10, and it's already 25 degrees in the shade on the allotment. So out in the sun, it's probably about 5-6 degrees more than that. Pop down, do a few things. I've got some celeriac plants that I want to put out. They've been in... Well, they're first in seed trays, and my next door neighbour gave me the kind of end of the seed tray. She'd taken what she wanted and had loads of plants left over, so I potted them on. I've got about a dozen plants, and I've got a little space for them to go. I have to say, I've never actually grown celeriac before, so I was having a quick look in the gardening books last night to see what it says about how to plant them out, and if they're like celery, which you actually need to kind of earth up like potatoes to blanch the stalks, but they seem a bit more simple than that. Anyway, I don't know, bad English, excuse my bad English. So do that, probably do a little bit of spot watering as well. We had a smattering of rain at about 5:30 this morning, which lasted for about half an hour, but unless you were awake at the time, you wouldn't know now going out and looking, because everywhere is as bone dry as it was immediately before. It's a shame. We really need a kind of, I don't know, 3 or 4 days of kind of a persistent, relatively heavy drizzle. A downpour just won't do it, because at the moment it'll just run straight off. The ground is so hard. What we need is a long, steady drizzle, and the ground can actually absorb that slowly over time. I don't know whether we're going to get that. I keep looking, checking the weather, and it keeps saying, well, you know, kind of possibility of showers, and it just never happens. We're supposed to have, you know, showers last week, and we did where I was working in, up in Winchester, but down here in Fareham we've had nothing except for that short sort of half an hour or so this morning, and things are just dying. My radishes have all shriveled up and died. I didn't manage to get down in the week this week to do any watering, and they've just not been able to survive without it. I'm pleased to say that's all I've lost, because otherwise there's quite a lot here that I'd be quite gutted if I lost more than just the radishes. So I need to keep on top of the watering, and I'm seriously thinking about each night now, walking back this way on my way from the train to home, and popping in, and just, even if it's just a watering can here or there, until we get some decent rain, decent weather. Of course, as soon as it starts raining, you do realise that I will be moaning like mad that we've had too much rain, and now it's too wet and claggy and I can't do anything. But as I think I've said numerous times before, that's the life of the gardener. Anyway, I shall do that. I've then got some bags of weeds, which I'm going to take to the tip. I need to pick a few bits and bobs up for dinner this evening, and then I intend to watch the British Grand Prix this afternoon. So quite a lazy day. Not going to get much done here, I don't think, other than a bit of watering and the celeriac plants in, and then I shall be hitting the road and heading for the tip, and then ultimately heading for home. I hope wherever you are, you're having a good weekend, and I'll catch you soon. Take care now. Bye bye.